don't have enough resources to tide them over for even 30 days. That's where disability insurance comes in.
If you're unable to work because of injury or illness, you will continue to receive an income that makes ends meet until you're able to return to work.
If you depend on a paycheck, you need disability insurance. For more information, go to www.protectyourpaycheck.org. A message from the Nonprofit Life Foundation.
You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS and on 1320WILS.com where we're streaming live. Going out on the phone now to Eric Schertzing, who is Ingham County Treasurer and head of the Ingham Land Bank. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Wonderful, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. What prompted my call to you was a couple of things. One, an article I read about last week that said Michigan was seventh in the nation for 2010 foreclosures, and I kind of wanted to follow up on that. And another was a series of commercials that I have seen you do, television commercials, talking about places for people to go for help and some things, areas they can be helped when it comes to foreclosures. So I wanted to talk about both of those issues, obviously related. What is the foreclosure situation in Ingham County as we start 2011 here?
Well, you know, I deal with mortgage foreclosure and tax foreclosure. I think the national numbers you were hearing about were on the mortgage side.
Mm-hmm.
In Ingham County, for 5 years running, we've been at a fairly high plateau of, 1,800 mortgage foreclosures per year. Most of them in the city of Lansing, but what has been going on over time is slowly the mortgage foreclosure number in the city of Lansing has been ebbing down, but it's been going up in the surrounding communities like East Lansing, Meridian Township, and Delhi Township.
So it's just kind of slowly been, so Lansing, you say, is kind of slowing down, but then picking up in the outlying areas.
Yeah, and that's really what we saw 3-4 years ago with the way the mortgage crisis and those products, the way they spread out from those core urban areas. That's really the story that I think is getting repeated around Michigan and around the country.
Is this just a reflection of unemployment still, the job situation still being bad in the area? Or why does Lansing seem to have kind of leveled off in the outlying areas picking up a bit?
Well, the mortgage products that came in first in 2005 and 2006 were much more predatory. And they were driven by, I think, the product. And you're right. It's the unemployment issue, I think, that is picking up the outlying areas and the reason that we're seeing that transition.
Now, to the question of help now, those commercials are very effective. When I see them, I go, I've got to call Eric and find out what these are about. What services are available or what help is available if you're kind of getting in trouble? The first tip I would imagine is don't put your head in the sand.
Yeah. Well, this is our third year of doing those spots, and it's really to help raise awareness and get folks to call us. We send them mail for several years. We knock on their door, and yet there's many people, there's, over 1,000 people that we haven't heard from, and those are the ones that get in trouble. The people that call us, we have several hundred of them on payment plans, if that can possibly work. Sometimes it's just a conversation to own up to, the fact that you're underwater, your income, doesn't support what you're doing, so you need to sell the house or try to, work with your lender to turn it back. But there are nonprofit counseling agencies in the Tri-County area that the County of Ingham and the City of Lansing have been funding, and the best way for the people to get at those services is to call 211, and they'll put you in touch with a phone number for somebody that for no cost, these are free counselors, can help somebody make the best of a bad situation.
When I'm sure part of it is, it would be embarrassing, or to get in that position. So as you said, just getting people to to get them to not stick their head in the sand and just reach out. And the tragedy would be people losing their homes that didn't need to because there is help available.
Yeah, and the other thing that is the heaviest day of my year of being county treasurer. Private property rights are a strong right in this country and obviously in the state of Michigan. And on March 31st, people that haven't paid their 2008 taxes face, by circuit court order, in my carrying out my constitutional role as county treasurer, taking away their ownership of property. And we're going to do everything we can that we possibly can think of to try to prevent that from happening and keep that person or that family in their home.
Yeah, there's nothing to gain be gained by the county taking back the property.
No, it's just we've got more than we need in the land bank already.
Now, you walked me right into the next step. You're head of the land bank. Explain to people what the land bank is, Ingham County Land Bank.
Well, I mean, it's a county economic development tool. It tries to, you know, put life back in unloved properties, whether they're residential or commercial. Of late, we've been using some of the federal resources to do a lot of housing renovation, some demolition. You know, sometimes the best outcome on a rundown house in a neighborhood is to take that eyesore out so that it doesn't suppress the value of surrounding houses. But we've just been, you know, giving people hope that better days lie ahead by creating some just beautiful, high energy efficient homes for people to buy.
Are the homes, and I confess to not completely understanding what this is, the land bank, are these some of the homes that have been foreclosed upon and that the county now has?
They are tax foreclosures, okay, primarily, that come through the county treasurer and get moved over to the land bank. But we've also picked up a number, probably close to 100 in the last 2 years, of mortgage foreclosed properties strategically. And we've had the resources to either turn around some of those by rehabbing them, or, you know, unfortunately, often you have to demolish them.
But then those are the ones that are rehabbed are then back on the market.
Yeah, we had throughout the county, you know, mainly City of Lansing, but we had 22 home sales in 2010. So homes are still selling. That values are better here than in many areas, because, you know, no matter how bad, and there's a lot of folks really hurting in mid-Michigan, no question about it, our employment, our unemployment rate is much lower than the state because we have a very diverse employment base in Michigan State University, General Motors, state government, health care, you know, just all the things that we're blessed to have.
Mm-hmm. What these homes that are remodeled and then are available for resale, where does the money come for the land bank? Is this through different government funding?
Well, we do have some, you know, federal money. There's been fairly a couple of large slugs of that's come through. We also have a revolving line of credit with PNC Bank, so we've used, you know, local lenders to finance some of that renovation work for those homes that we sell.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great program. Maybe we can review about a minute left where people should go instead of pretending it's not happening, where people should look for some help or assistance in getting out of this problem or trying to manage it better.
Well, you know, on the tax foreclosure side, they can certainly call my office. Karen Conroy is the staff person that leads things up. She is at 676-7240. Or if it's mortgage foreclosure or they'd like to call somebody more anonymously, use 211, that locally supported social services.
Well, thank you, Eric. I do want to thank you very much. I think the more people hear about this, if they're in trouble and know where to go, it can help them get out. So I appreciate you being with us this evening.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Good evening. We've been talking with Eric Schertzing, Ingham County Treasurer and the head of the Ingham Land Bank. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. Sergeant Shriver, a brother-in-law to John F. Kennedy, has